having a great time here on a Sunday afternoon at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days in Alexandria. I'm JP Skelly on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting this time around with Quentin Berg of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club in Emory. Quentin, thank you for joining us this afternoon. You are quite busy with the static projects, and of course you've got some livestock as well. Let's start with a project that you're really excited about, the clay ceramic cup. Tell us about that.
It's cool because it's just funny how you can just take a block of clay and then you can make it into something that you can use to drink out of.
And how long did it take for you to mold that cup into the final product?
A couple days.
And so what happens when you finally you get it molded? Do you have to put that into a kiln, don't you?
Yep, you have to put it into a kiln, and then you can you take it out, and then you will sand off the wax on the bottom, and then you will glaze it so that you can drink out of it.
And how did you do with that project?
I got a purple.
Now I understand you also made a pair of PJ pants. Tell us about those.
They were simple. We got it done in one day because it was just a quick pattern that we just did. We whipped together quick, and I did pretty good on it. Got a purple.
And what kind of design did you have on the fabric?
It was football.
And you also made beer bread. Tell us about beer bread.
Beer bread is just, it's a way of not using yeast when you cook. Because the beer has yeast in it that makes it rise, so then you don't have to worry about putting yeast in it. And it's good.
Tell us about the ingredients that you use in the beer bread besides beer.
We use flour and sugar, and then you have to have a tablespoon of butter to go on top.
And what kind of beer did you use?
Miller Lite.
And also, you mentioned that you've done some Lego. Tell us what you made with the Legos this year.
I made some cars and an ambulance. The ambulance I made from scratch.
Now, let's get to the meat of things, if you would. Showing livestock this year, you're showing pigs and sheep, and you have some new wash racks here in Hanson County. Is that going to make your job a lot easier here at Achievement Days?
Yes, it will, because the ones that we had before, I just get smushed. And it was hard to wash the pigs.
How important is it to make sure your pigs are washed before you show them?
It's really important because one time I was washing them and then we completely forgot about our show and then I had to just rinse them off real quick and then when he went in the ring, he didn't do very good because he looked really old.
And now, how about showing pigs? What do you do to get them to work with you in the ring?
I have to work with them every day. And I have to work on keeping their head up, because once they walk in the show ring, they look way nicer when their head's up.
How about getting your sheep ready for showing?
The sheep, they're different, because what we have to do is we have to wash them. It takes a little longer to wash them, because their wool is harder to get through there. And sometimes there's some poop stuck in their wool, and then it's hard to get out. But it's pretty good, but then it's not, because it's different from the hogs.
And, Quentin, are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I want to try doing cake as my static exhibit for new food and nutrition.
What kind of cake?
Three-layer cake.
Quentin, one final question that I ask everybody regarding your 4-H experience. If someone were to ask you why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's just, I say this every year when I'm with you, JP, it's an awesome experience. I don't know, some people want to pass it up, some people don't. But I'm one of those people that don't want to pass it up because I just want to try new things.
Quentin Berg of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club in Emory, thanks for visiting with us here at Achievement Days, and we wish you the best of luck as it goes on.
Thank you.
And that's Quentin Berg, Clever Clovers 4-H Club of Emory here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days in Alexandria. I'm JP Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.